Hi, I'm VOA's Alexis Strope with your worldwide news update. Israel and Hamas completed their sixth exchange of hostages and prisoners on Saturday after their ceasefire survived its latest crisis. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
Israeli authorities released more than 300 Palestinian prisoners from Israeli custody after receiving three Israeli men held hostage in Gaza since the Hamas-led attack on October 7, 2023. And sparked the war. A large crowd stood waiting for the released Palestinian prisoners on their return to Gaza on Saturday. Buses carried some of the hundreds of Palestinian freed prisoners and detainees from the Ofer jail in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. The three freed Israelis are Yair Horn, Segui Dekelchen, and Alexander Trufanov. All are dual nationals, and Horn was abducted along with his brother Eden, who remains in captivity. In Tel Aviv, Israeli resident Sagit Gavish spoke to Reuters News about the release.
It's very important to continue with this and get all of them back.
Nearly all of the 73 remaining Israeli hostages are men. Steve Miller, VOA News.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says the time has come for the creation of an armed forces of Europe because the U.S. may no longer be counted on to support Europe. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz hit back at Americans for meddling in his country's elections after U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance scolded European leaders over their approach to democracy and met with the leader of a German far-right party. Forceful speeches from Zelensky and Scholz on day two of the Munich Security Conference underlined the impact of a blizzard of decisions by U.S. President Donald Trump that show a rapidly growing chasm in transatlantic ties. This is VOA News. German police said on Saturday that a 37-year-old woman and her 2-year-old daughter died on Saturday from injuries they sustained when a man drove a car into a crowd in Munich on Thursday. VOA's Christina Menenti has more.
German Chancellor Olaf Scholz on Saturday visited the site of the car ramming attack in which over 30 people were injured and now two have died when a 24-year-old Afghan asylum seeker drove a car into a crowd. Ladies and gentlemen, it is very depressing to stand here where a terrible attack on peaceful citizens who have been seriously injured in the worst possible way, where very many have been affected and all of us as citizens too. But such things should not happen, and that is why it must always be very clear that anyone who does something like that must expect the harshest punishment. Scholz said the man cannot hope for leniency and must leave the country after serving his sentence. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
Panic and looting are sweeping through eastern Congo's second largest city as residents fled by the thousands to escape the looming advance of Rwanda-backed rebels. It came a day after M23 fighters entered the outskirts of Bukavu. Residents on Saturday flooded the streets attempting to leave as looters filled sacks with what they could find. Reporters and social media videos showed the region's factories pillaged and prisons emptied. M23's southward expansion encompasses more territory than rebels had previously seized and poses an unprecedented challenge to the central government of Kinshasa. Some white South Africans are showing support for U.S. President Donald Trump, who says a new land law discriminates against the white minority in the country. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Hundreds of protesters gathered Saturday outside the U.S. Embassy in Pretoria, South Africa, to show their support for President Donald Trump. Last week, Trump signed an executive order that cut aid and assistance to the black-led South African government, saying South African white citizens are being targeted by a new law that allows the government to expropriate private land. In a speech to Parliament last week, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa said the forced removal of people from their land will never be allowed in South Africa again. Millions of blacks had their property taken away under apartheid, and now the 7% white population of South Africa owns most of it. I'm Donna Warder.
Panda craze has once again gripped Hong Kong as residents compete to name the territory's first locally born giant panda cubs, who just turned 6 months old. The competition to name the twin cubs, born August 15th, launched Saturday following a celebratory ceremony at Ocean Park, which houses the twins, their parents, and two other giant pandas. Residents can submit their suggestions via the park's website. The names of the cubs, who will make their public debut on Sunday, will be announced in the first half of the year. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.